Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, October 24th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Major League Baseball is looking into a now-deleted tweet from an umpire, Rob Drake, warning of a civil war if President Trump is impeached. According to a copy of a tweet obtained by ESPN, Drake tweeted that he planned to buy an assault rifle, quote, because if you impeach my president this way, you will have another civil war. MAGA 2020, the hashtag. Two, Bed Bath & Beyond has stopped selling black jack-o'-lanterns amid complaints they are another form of blackface. Well, sure, Governor Northam in Virginia, Justin Trudeau from Canada, they keep their jobs, but Bed Bath & Beyond has to take a stand, I suppose. And number one, Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified Wednesday in front of the House Financial Services Committee about the company's planned cryptocurrency Libra, trying to alleviate some concerns that it could sidestep regulators. But what it really turned into was an excuse for Democrats to ask silly questions in front of TV cameras. And yes, AOC was involved. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, Thursday, October 24th. Thank you for joining us. Come up in this hour, some movie talk. Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. Dan Quisenberry, too, president of the Michigan Association of Public School Academies. And plenty more before we're done with hour three here at the Steve Gruber Show. I am the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College, where I also serve as a lecturer in journalism. And you can find me hosting various shows, podcasts, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which is available on the weekend on many of these fine radio stations and via podcast on Apple Podcasts and Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, elsewhere, where we talk with faculty and staff and people from outside the college and try to give you an idea of what it's like to be here without being here. What are we talking about? What are we debating? What are the issues? What's being taught in classes? We try to give you a little cross-section of what's happening here on the Hillsdale College campus. I also host the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, and you can find my National Review podcast, Political Beats, which is available at nationalreview.com, and also where fine podcasts are found. I want to get back to the Zuckerberg hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill. Again, the House, ostensibly about Libra. And at least we're going to play this, the ones from Congressman Wilson from Florida. And at least his question kind of ostensibly has to do with Libra. But again, it's an excuse to get Mark Zuckerberg under oath and in front of cameras and ask him silly questions. This is Congressman Wilson with Mark Zuckerberg yesterday.
True that the Libra Association oversees the Libra project?
Congressman, yes.
And is it true that global corporations make up the association?
Congressman, the association is made of, today, 21 companies and nonprofit organizations as well.
Of the 21, how many are headed by women?
Congressman, I do not know the answer to that off the top of my head, but I can get it for you.
Well, I believe you can get it, Mr. Zuckerberg, but one would assume that you would know who heads these corporations that are going to be running this global company. How many of them are minorities, Mr. Zuckerberg?
Congressman, I do not know off the top of my head.
Are there any members of the LGBTQ plus community associated with this association, Mr. Zuckerberg?
Congressman, I don't know the answer.
Who acknowledge? There are many people who acknowledge that they are a part of the community.
Sorry?
You do not know.
All right, you can cut it there.
Mr. Zuckerberg.
Wilson and Mark Zuckerberg back and forth with Wilson trying to embarrass Mark Zuckerberg. It's just a weird, isn't it a weird way of going about life, knowing off the top of your head the skin color and ethnicity and sexual orientation of people who you are working with? And especially the LGBTQ question, which Wilson tried to kind of fix up by saying acknowledge, because if you go by his first question, that would like be an illegal thing to do, right? To question people you're working with or people you're employing or asking to work in this Libra initiative, as Zuckerberg is. Hey, it's great to have you on board, Libra. Can I ask, who do you share a bed with? Just really trying to make sure I have my facts here in case it gets asked at a House hearing. Do you sleep with women, men? Is it in flux? Send me an email. Let me know so I have that information. That's not going to fly. And so people who acknowledge being a part of the community, what a weird way to go about life. I want to squeeze this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Q&A in here, too, before the break. This is AOC, again, a grandstanding yesterday with Mark Zuckerberg at the House hearing.
Problem here with a complete lack of fact-checking on political advertisements?
Well, Congresswoman, I think lying is bad, and I think if you were to run an ad that had a lie, that would be bad. That's different from it being, for in our position, the right thing to do to prevent your constituents or people in an election from seeing that you had lied.
So you won't take down lies, or you will take down lies? I think this is just a pretty simple yes or no.
Congresswoman,
I'm not talking about spin. I'm talking about actual disinformation.
Yes, in most cases, in a democracy, okay. I believe that people should be able to see for themselves what politicians that they may or may not vote for
are saying. So you won't take them down.
Judge their character for themselves.
So you won't take, you may flag that it's wrong, but you won't take it down.
Congresswoman, it depends on the context that it shows up, organic post. Ads, the treatment is a little
one question, one more question. In your ongoing dinner parties with far-right figures, some of who advance the conspiracy theory that white supremacy is a hoax, did you discuss so-called social media bias against conservatives, and do you believe there is a bias?
Congresswoman, so I don't remember everything that was in the in the question.
That's all right. I'll move on. Can you explain why you've named the Daily Caller, a publication well-documented with ties to white supremacists, as an official fact-checker for Facebook?
Congresswoman, sure. We actually don't appoint the independent fact-checkers. They go through an independent organization called the Independent Fact-Checking Network that has a rigorous standard for who they allow to serve as a fact-checker.
So you would say that white supremacist-tied publications meet a rigorous standard for fact-checking? Thank you.
Right. Congresswoman, I would say that we're not the one assessing that standard. The International Fact-Checking Network is the one who is setting that standard.
So AOC, with the Daily Caller is a white supremacist organization. That is the argument there. The Daily Caller, by the way, the publisher is Neil Patel. I don't know if you know, Neil Patel is an Indian American, but also a white supremacist, apparently. Silly season. Well, it usually is when she's talking, I suppose. Again, Zuckerberg defending free speech, defending the First Amendment. Look, it's not Facebook's role to police political speech as much as politicians, well, at least Democrats, well, don't want Facebook to police Democratic speech, of course, only speech they disagree with. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. selfless service. It's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.